Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. You entered 8 7 3 2 4. This meeting ID does not exist. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, you are in the meeting now. There are 9 participants in the meeting.
Are they good at responding?
Guys, we're going to start in just one moment. Let's get started. Melissa, the gummies, we have the coordination cases. No, there's going to be pizza and sushi and fries in a few minutes. Honor of?
Oh, wow.
Vision 86. I know. All right, this is what happens when you let me one of
sit.
I said this. I get nervous. I love the fucking 12 o'clock.
It makes me nervous. No, it makes me nervous. Sit.
Whatever. All right, who do we have on the phone?
Paul Monroe on the phone.
Who's on?
Rachel
who's on?
Green.
Rachel Green.
Green.
Nice.
Cynthia.
Oh, welcome.
Stella.
Monroe. Okay, Monroe. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Linda, nice. Rebecca. Rebecca, you open the door. This is now we get started. Let me go to the bathroom. Guys, move back. I'm going to move back. I'm not going to go back. I'm going to move back. There's no seat for her. I'm going to see Aaron sort of over at the door. Here, Bruce, let's go to the back. She can make space. Jonathan, move back. All right. Good morning, everybody. How are we?
Pizza.
All right, welcome to the March Vision 86 meeting. February Vision 86 meeting, going into March, February, March, whatever you want to call it. Okay, as we always do every single month, I'm going to be honest, most people actually look familiar over here. I hope I'm right about that. Is there anybody new here that started in the last month? Sabrina. Come on. Sabrina needs no introduction.
What, 4 years now?
Yeah. Round of applause to Sabrina, everybody. Sabrina has come back to the Passion Care fold.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sabrina's been around. Those of you that know her, those of you that don't know her, she knows every desk in this office. Welcome back, Sabrina. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. So nobody else, right? Everybody knows the drill by now?
Good.
Amazing. Let's talk February numbers for a second, and then we'll jump to March numbers. February, here we go. This is what? This is also February, right?
Yeah.
This, okay, we'll get it from here. Here we go, guys. I think we're going to have a lot of rounds of applause here. Because from what I see, this is our best month so far, which is a good thing. It means we're gaining momentum as the months are going on. Overall, when I say best month, I mean across the board. Eagle, thank God. We hit, our goal was 68. We did 58. That puts us at 85%. Round of applause, guys. There you go.
And I would have liked to have had a third month of 100%, but 85% is definitely a little bit, but definitely in the right area where it needs to be.
It's a short month.
Oh, yeah. You're that person, aren't you?
What?
You're that person.
It was a short month.
Okay, fine.
It's the
short
first month of the year.
I'm aware. Fine. Risk is right. So we'll give a little bit of leeway on this one. But now you're not going to be able to answer for the month that the company that hit the goal.
Okay. Sorry, come in.
Okay, here we go. So, Eagle, 85%, 58 out of 68. Family first, very nice gains this month, everybody. They hit 55 out of 72, 76%. So hopefully, onward and upward. Let's have a round of applause for Garden. Woo! 31. Sorry, over 100%. 31, the goal was 30. This is the first month they've ever hit the goal since we started tracking the last 4 or 5 months. Let's get another round of applause for Garner.
The next one, Deluxe,
nice bounce back from January, 19 out of 27 again. Goal, triple from the previous month.
It's our highest ever.
Oh, it's our highest ever? There we go. Hopefully we're getting that from there as well. Great job, guys. And then last but not least, because we care, BWC, once again. Third month in a row. Second month in a row. Sorry, Jonathan. That's always kill everything. Sorry. Second month in a row. 100%. Great job, guys. Which leads us to a total of...
Oh, you added this one in, you know?
No, not part of it.
Not part of it. Good. Okay. Well, look at this one. I mean, you could, but it's not. Brings us to 85% in total of our goal. I believe till now, we haven't even hit 75% between all the companies. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think we were low 70s last month, meaning across the board, we are at 85%. Great, even on a short month. There we go. So hopefully, guys, now March, we have a full month.
Prorated, and it's really 92%.
Okay.
I made that up. I didn't do the math.
Anyway, 85%, guys. Great job. Keep on moving it up. Hopefully with a full month, we're just going to make sure that we hit over 90 to 95% now. Great job, everybody. Good job. Let's keep it moving. All done. Wow. Wow. Right, thanks to Judah. They are. Oh. Okay, this is, I mentioned this company last month. This is a new company of ours that we bought in Ohio. Anybody that wants to go to a place that's even colder than New York, let me know. We'll gladly send you there for a day. Not a problem. It's called Rhonda's House, located in Warren, Ohio. Anybody know what county Warren, Ohio is in? $100 bonus. Anybody knows what county Warren, Ohio is in?
Not Warren. Why would we?
Wrong. Wrong.
$100 bonus. Yeah. No Google.
Sorry. Trumbull County, everybody. Trumbull County. Anyway, thank God we had 8 starts in February for this company. Give a round of applause because Judy did a great job. Oh, here we go. I'm going to this for a second. We're going to go back to this in a minute. Let's go to this 1 second. All right, here we got our March goals. So more or less the same. I just want to point out, if the Eagle is still at 68, we need a weekly goal of 16. Judah's going to jump in a minute to discuss this weekly goal concept, or, you know, just more of a mindset. Family First was at 72. Ladies, we've now brought it down to 66. And now there's no excuses, Melissa.
How long a month?
On a full month. Right? Right. Now, so you got that. 66 right here. 15, BWC stays 27, Deluxe 27, Gardening stays 30, and we stay with a new company in there at 12. Guys, we have our goals. Make it happen, all right? Great job this past month, and onward and upward. Here we go.
I'm good.
Okay,
so the only half that is the one week at a time concept. I spoke to a lot of you the last day or two about this, which is looking at a goal like this, it's very good. Looking at the goal for the month is great. So we can hope we can
miss
get...
Miss call. Yeah, it's 3 missed calls already. Go ahead.
So when we look at the monthly goal, this is what we know we have to get to. But historically what we see happen, which is a good thing, is that at the end of the month we're always pushing to try to squeeze in whatever we could, mix some of you and us nuts at the end of the month. And sometimes it's at the point where it's like, well, what more could I do? They're not here. The cases aren't here. No matter how much you make exceptions or you try to squeeze, nothing's going to happen. So if we look at the weekly goal, it makes it a little bit more, it's broken down a little bit easier. So let's just say the goal for one of these companies, Deluxe, is 6 starts this week. Okay, no problem. So today's Wednesday, right? So how many starts do we have so far? But then we have 2. Okay, so we're going to look through the sheet and we're going to say, okay, how are we going to get as close to that 6 as possible? If we have to call the state, we have to push a caregiver to become compliant a little bit harder. It's easier to do that now than it is to keep it at 2, and then next week have to make up that shortfall of hitting 10 starts. Right? Now, some weeks you're going to have better weeks. We're not looking at this daily because, you know, him check, okay, I need 2 starts every single day to hit the goal. It gets a little crazy like that. You can back into that, but if we're going to look at it on a weekly basis, it makes it more tangible. So, for example, Rhonda's house, right? I was just on a call with them this morning. The goal is 3 a week. Okay, so Mitch and we have 2 set up to start, 1 today and 1 tomorrow. We got like an open case list or a broadcast if we could accept the case. So the person in the office that I was talking to, she accepted it right now. And today's Thursday, so I explained it. I said if we could get that case and start it this week, then we hit our goal for the week. So that concept in her mind is like, okay, it's not just if I get it, it's another start for the month, it's great. No, check off week 1 that we met the goal. And that's the recipe to hopefully hit it every week. It's not going to always be that way, but it's just a concept of not looking at it only as a big picture, but taking it each week at a time. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have anything to share? Comments? No? Amazing. All right. As we're 85%, like I said last month, let's see what we can do this month.
All right. Great day. Great month.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Have a great day.